Would Kilo 94 Face Dance is the latest album, and you better you bet. And Precious Time, Pat Benatar. That's the title track from the new album. You heard a little of that last night, and we'll probably have it on a Kilo concert in its entirety sometime next week. Spirits in the Night, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, changing that around a little bit from the Bruce version. And Sgt. Pepper's Little Help from Me Friends, the Beatles, to start the set off. 20 after 3 o'clock and Art Phillips, and we'll be here till 6 tonight, and then Alan White's in at 9. He's got the original master concert of The Doors' first album. They took the old tapes and remixed them and remastered them, and you'll hear all about that tonight on the Kilo concert. Not to mention Mick Fleetwood and something from his new album right after these.
It's hot. Saturdays at 1012 West Arellano in Pueblo. And get ready for the grand opening of Space Center 2 at 710 East Fillmore on July 8th.
When Fleetwood Mac were first together, there was Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, and they had a lead guitar player by the name of Peter Green, who was just phenomenal and kind of faded away over the years, dropped out of the band. And now on Mick Fleetwood's new solo album, The Visitor, Green writes a couple of tunes and performs on this one, Rattlesnake Shake, Mick Fleetwood at Kilo.
You got the rock.
You're All I've Got Tonight, The Cars at Kilo FM, the first album, Led Zeppelin, Heartbreaker, and Livin' Lovin' Maid, She's Just a Woman, Rattlesnake Shake from The Visitor, Mick Fleetwood's latest album, 22 before 4 o'clock, and as you know, summertime is t-shirt weather. If you're looking for a Kilo 94 t-shirt, you can pick one up today at all locations of Independent Records or Sound Warehouse in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Sound Warehouse, Independent, and also both Budget Tapes and Record stores here in the city.
At 840 Arcturus Drive, open six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, with the best in top name entertainment, the Cheyenne Social Club.
We're Kilo 94, and we got a little surprise for you this afternoon. Strolling right into the studio and sitting down is Victor Johnson from the Bus Boys. Hi, Victor.
Hello.
Welcome home.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
It's
good to be here.
It's good to have you. What, did you just get in from L.A.?
Got in Monday.
Uh-huh.
And out here to, just vacation and, have some fun, see my friends,
Great. How long are you here for now, then?
I'll be here till Monday. I've got to do a concert in Hawaii, so I got to get back there and, do some more work.
The Bus Boys, what a success story.
Yeah, still coming.
Still coming. You said you've been working on your new album.
Yeah. We got all the demos done. All the basic tracks, all that. We had a problem with getting the producer thing together,
Mm-hmm.
And finally that's come together. We were supposed to start recording in July, but it had been delayed to August, so that made my vacation moved up to July,
Fantastic. So here to see friends and family.
Mm-hmm. And you.
And us. When are you going to be doing a concert in the area?
Oh, God, I remember the last time I talked to you, I said we got to be out here in January or something
I know.
That. And I'm sorry about that. I really am. The Bus Boys, please excuse us, please. I was talking to my agent. He said maybe one of the first gigs that we play will be Colorado Springs.
That'd be great.
Or one of the two,
Kind of a welcome home.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be pretty crazy.
That's great. So how's it feel to, go away from town and go off to L.A.?
It's pretty crazy, It's
is so it hard work?
Oh,
is it?
God. It's so fast out there. Everything is like go, go, go. You never get a chance to really sit down and relax, and say, oh, God, I'm off, It's like, God, when am I going to stop working,
Constantly.
Just 24-hour day thing. I've been out there. It's just go, go, go,
You had that big gig on Fridays. It was what was that like?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Good people to work with?
Oh, beautiful. It was an all-day thing. It was like a picnic, It was like, it was really nice. Everybody was really nice, it was really nice. Had a good time. That's going to be re-ran, too, July 30th. Hope everybody's listening out there.
Okay, mark that down on your calendars, the Bus Boys, once again.
And we're going to take the new season there, the first show of the new season.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be sometime in September there.
Great. See,
that should be pretty good.
What's the new album going to be called?
An American Dream, from what I last heard.
Oh. Sounds pretty...
It's got some...
4th of July-ish?
Oh, it's got some kickers on it. It's going to be a lot... The concept's totally different, from the first album.
How so?
Well, we've got some tunes where we talk about the kids in Atlanta. You know, got a couple of reggae tunes on there, a couple of, you know, hard driving, hard rock tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, do you know John Ryan? John Ryan.
No. Musician?
He produced the new Allman Brothers album.
Ah, okay.
And he's going to be working with us on that.
Good.
So,
you must be looking forward to getting back into the studio.
Oh, I am. I want to get it over with. It's so hard, man. I like playing live, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you play in the studio, you're all locked up, you know, for, you know, hours and hours, you know. You come outside and, like, the sun kills you, you know. You know,
but it's back in again.
Yeah. It's like, it's really crazy. So I'm really excited to get it out, you know, get it over and done with and start touring again.
How long did it take to make Minimum Wage Rock and Roll, the first record?
It took too long.
Too long?
It took way too long. No, we screwed around, you know. And
you made some singles, didn't you? You have a couple singles in the LA area?
Yeah, in LA and Detroit.
Right.
Michigan up through there. And they sold real good, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
So we're still strong. Still
good.
Kicking.
Well, let's play something from the first album. I'll get back with you.
All
Victor
right.
Johnson visiting the studios today from the Bus Boys at Kilo 94. There goes the neighborhood, and here is Victor Johnson from the Bus Boys. Dropped by his old hometown to visit his friends here at Kilo 94. And, I mean, how do people react to a song like There Goes the Neighborhood? I mean,
oh, God, they go. They always say, what's that one song you guys play? That one song that goes about the whites moving in? And we just go, oh, there goes the neighborhood. Yeah, I like that one, man. That's all right. They really like Ku Klux Klan, too.
Yeah, it's a good track.
That, and they really participate, too, in kind of concerts. People do the little thing, and they put their hands over their heads, you know, and point up in the air, Ku Klux Klan, everybody's jumping around. You know, they act. It's funny, you know, watching the people, you know, bounce around and act like we do, and, you know, stick their tongues out at each other, and doing all kinds of crazy things.
It's getting nuts.
Yeah,
it's having fun. A good time.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, where's your most fun place to do a concert? Is it in Los Angeles now? Or have you done one in New York?
Boo, Los Angeles.
Boo, Los Angeles.
Pretty soon it's going to be Colorado Springs.
All right. We're ready for it. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Have you played in New York? And have you?
Oh,
been,
God, yeah.
You've been to Europe,
times.
Haven't you?
No, we were supposed to go out there, first of all. And just plans got changed around. They kept us in the States, you know, did mostly the central eastern part of the States.
Right.
And they just had us play around through there.
Yeah.
But we flew several times back and forth from L.A. to New York. Even when we got off tour, they still had us going back and forth, you know.
I thought I saw you waving a couple of times when you were flying over there.
I was. Yeah, really.
So now you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Have you been over there yet?
No, this is the first time out in Hawaii. Honolulu there, and we're doing two nights out there. That's the 16th and 17th of another. Anybody from Colorado, you're gonna take a vacation out there, come out and see me.
Get your good seats.
Yeah, you know. That's two nights out there, then we're gonna be back in the studio, right in the studio, start recording the album, you know, getting
great.
That out of the way.
Good.
And hopefully, you know, produce some good music for everybody.
Well, maybe we'll get to hear a little bit of an advance of the album.
Yeah,
some date in the near future.
Right, I'll try to get you a tape here real soon.
All right, I'll tell you. Well, why don't we roll another track from the album and let you answer the request line
all
for
right.
a little bit and hear who's chatting, wants to say hello to Victor right. Johnson from the Bus Boys this afternoon on Kilo. Boys at Kilo 94 and Minimum Wage. We used to get calls 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Victor. Some poor guy just, oh, man, I just worked so hard all week. Play Minimum Wage. You know, really get into it.
That's
so,
great.
That was a
great
cut from there. So you can stick around for a little bit and answer some requests
line.
Yeah,
I'll answer a few.
It's like old home week.
Really, man. I love it, man. Colorado's my home, you know, my friends, you know, all that. You know, this is
great.
It. This is where I'm most comfortable, you know.
This is where you
is
paid your dues in part.
Right.
All right. Victor Johnson with us this afternoon. Call us up if you want to say hi. 633-KILO and 544-KILO from Pueblo.
I'm afraid not. But as a potato, she'll only have eyes for you.
I don't care at all.
I've done what I could. Peas be with you.
Has Dr. Welby earned his salary? Don't turn up your nose. Just visit the Q and Flipper in the Skyway Plaza Center at 8th and Arcturus. That's the Q and Flipper for the best game in town.
We're Kilo 94 KILO, Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Victor Johnson from the Bus Boys is with us. Victor, why don't you introduce this next song?
All right.
All right.
A fine musician by the name of Billy Squire.
All right.
There's a tune called The Stroke.
Molly Hatchett at Kilo 94, Flirting with Disaster, and Billy Squire doing The Stroke. That's a pretty hot tune, Victor.
Oh, love
I think.
It. Love
really
it.
Good I, beat there. You had a request for something.
What yeah, is, I sure did. I want to hear a little bit of Pat Travers. Love
Pat
him.
Travers?
Yeah.
Let's do it right now. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at Kilo 94 with Kings Road from that brand new album, Hard Promises. Pat Travers getting better, hot
yeah.
cut. Good stuff. Yeah, I've never seen Pat live in concert.
Oh, he's great, and he's an excellent guy, yeah. nice guy.
Okay, enough said. Molly Hatchett, Flirting with Disaster, and Billy Squire, of course, doing The Stroke. Told you about those, 18 after 4, and that voice you're hearing is the voice of Victor Johnson of the Bus Boys. Back home again to visit his good friends in Colorado Springs
right,
and security.
Right.
Tell us, just wrap off all the bands you've been in around this
oh,
area. Is that
God.
Possible?
Oh, yeah. The first band where I was making my little cash, you know, my mm-hmm. little 30 bucks here and there was Sterling.
Ah, right.
And we had several names before that. And then from Sterling, it was a band called Winter Heat.
Okay. Yeah.
And that happened for a couple of years. Then there was another band that I started called Star Shadow, which was an interesting band, which lasted for about a year. And then I said, oh, everybody said, Victor, you got to go to California. All my friends said, go to California. I said, I don't want to go to California. I'm too scared to go to California, you know. Next thing you know, there I was.
Yeah.
And it's like all my friends were behind me all the way. And everybody out there, you know who you are.
Victor Johnson from the Bus Boys. He's still taking calls. Friends, call him up on the phone, 633-KILO and 544-KILO from Pueblo. Acquaintances, or if you just want to say hi to Victor Johnson of the Bus Boys or ask him any questions about the band, can do that right now on Kilo.
From Operatic Supply.
66.
Get on to the taste of Route 66, regular and sugar-free.
Come spend some time on Route 66.
Kilo's going to be taking you on a Star Trek to the Starship. We'll be letting you know about that this weekend. Your chance to go see the Jefferson Starship and 38 Special, our Pueblo July Jam from Kilo 94. Rock and Roll Warriors, the new Savoy Brown album here at KILO. Van Halen and Kilo 94, fair warning. Where am I? Come on now. And push comes the shove. Victor Johnson's with us from the Bus Boys, visiting his hometown and dropping by the Kilo studios. And Victor,
yes,
you just
sir.
Saw Van Halen? Did
yeah,
you say?
Oh man, great concert. I've seen him like 4 or 5 times. And I had, this is a story that'll kill you, but I went down, I was at the, we were recording, doing some demo tapes at this studio in Hollywood there. And I was so tired, man. I needed a beer, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Went over to the Troubadour. You heard of the Troubadour?
Sure.
Went over there, sat down, and I saw this guy standing next to me. Great big giant guy, you know. Great big arms and this long, streaky, bleachy hair, you know. And I look over at him, I go, God, this is David Lee Roth, you know. And then, and he was pretty drunk and crazy. Everybody's sitting around going, oh, God, this is great, this is great. And he was talking all kinds of crazy stuff. I looked over at him, and he looked at me, and I was straight. You know, I said, oh, wow, you know, I don't know if I can talk to this guy when I'm straight. So I got me a couple of rum and Cokes, you know, that's what
Quickly.
He was drinking, you know. And I drank a few of those down. I got to looking at him, and he'd look at me, and I'd look at him, and I'd go, aren't you David Lee Roth? Aren't you playing Van Halen? He looks at me, and he goes, Bus Boys. And he goes, yeah, I got you guys' album, you know. He's really crazy. He goes, yeah, I read that article in Cream magazine. And he says, hey, one thing I got to tell you, though, man. He says, don't pray. Why do you pray? And I never did understand what he meant by that.
Because,
you know, we get together, we have a little prayer, you know, before we go on stage, you know.
Right.
And I always pray. I get on there and say, look, God, thank you for where I'm at, you know. And all my friends in Colorado, and just thank you, everybody, you know? And he's like, man, you guys are really weird, man. I don't know how you guys do it. But they're excellent people.
It's great. Great story. People. Tales of the Troubadour.
Huh? Oh, really? The Troubadour. And, oh, talk about a guy that can drink. Oh, David.
Put away a few rum and cokes, huh?
Can put away. But, like, when they play live, those guys are like together. They got it together. They come off kind of crazy. You know, they do mm-hmm. a little bit, but they're real. They're together guys.
They wait till after the show
after
to get
the show.
To get
they're real together. Together
That's crazy. Guys. Van Halen and Kilo clean the Buggles right before the Van Halen. Mademoiselle from Styx, of course, and Cold Hearted Woman. Savoy Brown, Kim Simmons back together again with those guys.
That guy is great. He opened for us in Texas.
No kidding.
Yeah, Savoy Brown, and they sounded great. I got there. I go, God. They're going to open for us? You know, I'm going, God, what's happening here? You know, but they were great, man. We had a great time.
Now, you mean to tell me you were in Texas and you didn't come to Colorado Springs?
Oh, boo.
Now, that's getting too close. We got a promise this time.
Uh-oh, hey, we're going to get here.
All right.
If it's the last thing we do.
Victor Johnson at 22 before 5 here on Kilo.
From operatic soprano.
66.
Get on to the taste of Route 66. Regular and sugar-free.
Come spend some time. Route 66.
All right, Victor Johnson with us this afternoon on Kilo. It's been great having you here.
Well, thanks for having me down.
God, what a surprise.
All right.
Fantastic.
Really, I had to come down.
And we're looking forward to the new album.
All right.
And thanks again for dropping by.
All right. See you later, everybody.
Victor Johnson from Kilo 94 and something from the first album, Minimum Wage Rock and Roll.